Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Texas clerk refuses to issue licenses for same-sex marriage, and Liberty Counsel has now come to the defense of this clerk. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, founder of BobWire.com. Matt, this is in Texas. It's Irwin County, and that particular location is the place for a clerk by the name of Molly Kreiner, who has issued a statement regarding marriage and the fact that she says she will uphold the Constitution and therefore must reject the ruling that is lawless. And this is what her statement says in part, quote, "To keep my oath to uphold the Constitution, I must reject this ruling that I believe is lawless. I have to stand for the Constitution and the rule of law," close quote. So Liberty Counsel is now offering pro bono legal counsel representation to Molly Kreiner in her position.
She is setting an example for millions, frankly, of other American citizens, for clerks, for judges, for attorneys, for teachers, you know, on and on it goes. And what we're talking about here is the rule of law. She says the justices of the Supreme Court acted outside and against the authority granted to them by the very Constitution that we have sworn to uphold. So what she is saying here, Molly Kreiner, she is saying, I am going to obey the Constitution and uphold my duty, sworn duty to the Constitution, and I am going to ignore this unconstitutional, lawless decision by these five unelected, unaccountable justices of the U.S. Supreme Court, these five lawyers, as Chief Justice John Roberts called them.
And finally, she goes on and continues with her statement. She says, our founding fathers were fearful of too much power in the hands of a few. Consequently, they created a constitutional republic in which authority to rule belonged to the people, to be exercised through their elected representatives. In that Constitution, the Supreme Court was given the authority to expound the law, not rewrite it or remake it, Kreiner said. She says, natural marriage cannot be redefined by government without stepping out of the bounds of nature and nature's God, who was recognized at the founding of our nation as the very source of our liberties. And that's from Molly Kreiner. Kudos to Molly Kreiner for having such a strong and courageous stand to stand up and articulate the reasons why she is standing. And interestingly, she says that she's got an oath to uphold the Constitution. She's taken the same oath that every other government official has taken, that they will defend and uphold the Constitution of the United States, and in her case, also the state of Texas. That's part of her oath. In order to keep her oath, she says she has to reject this lawless ruling because it had nothing to do with the Constitution and the rule of law.
Yeah, Matt, based on Ms. Kreiner's statement here, she is more qualified to sit on the bench of the United States Supreme Court than the five counter-constitutionalists there. These five justices who apparently believe that the Constitution is this living, breathing document, that they get to decide, you know, what it is and what it represents on a whim, and by putting their finger to the wind and seeing what the zeitgeist of the day is. And Molly Kreiner is saying, no, absolutely not. She is grounded in the Constitution. They are not. She is grounded in natural law. They are not. She is grounded in reality. They are completely out of touch with reality.
Yeah, this particular five individuals, you know, they walked away from the Constitution so far that it's really non-debatable. Even in constitutional circles where you have different people of different perspectives, they are a nonsensical decision. It literally has nothing to do with the Constitution. It's pretty clear about that. And when you look at the court's precedents have no support for this decision. In fact, had they followed the court's precedents, they would have come to a different conclusion. And that's why they didn't follow the court's precedents. They just simply created it because five people willed it to be so. And in fact, 2 years ago, these same five lawyers, the same five, 2 years ago, in June 2 years ago, they said in the Windsor case that states had the right to define marriage, not to just regulate marriage, but to define marriage. They said it not once, but three times, that it is the ultimate right of a state to define marriage. And in that particular case, they said that the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, that says marriage is the union of a man and a woman, ultimately infringed on the rights of the states to define marriage. Now, I think that is wrong. They ultimately struck down that portion of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act that defined marriage for federal purposes as the union of a man and a woman. But what the issue was is that New York had ultimately changed, I use that word in quote, the definition of marriage so that it's between two people of the same sex. So the Supreme Court said, well, it's the right of a state to define marriage. Therefore, the federal government cannot interfere with that right of the states. So 2 years later now, when the states come up to the Supreme Court and they have defined, and I would better phrase this, affirmed the definition of marriage as the union of a man and a woman, and they want to keep that definition as the man and a woman. Well, it didn't come out to the same ultimate result that the five wanted. They wanted same-sex marriage, so now it's not the right of a state to define marriage. Well, what is it? Is it the right of a state to define marriage in 2013, but not the right of a state to define marriage in 2015? Where did the change occur? It occurred in their mind because they did not want to affirm the natural definition of marriage as the union of a man and woman. That's just another example of how lawless and arbitrary and capricious this opinion of these five individuals is.
Yeah, and Matt, that's the problem with relativism. That's the problem when you're not grounded in reality and absolute truth. Then it just, you're blown around by the wind here. These justices are overtly inconsistent within a 2 year period. And as Chief Justice John Roberts pointed out, this time around, they didn't even attempt to cite the Constitution. They didn't even attempt to cite history and public policy and tradition in the United States. They have completely contradicted themselves. And yet we see the left here in the United States waving rainbow flags and celebrating this utter contradiction. That's the problem with relativism, is that it is completely averse to absolute truth.
Yeah, so that's why, you know, just another example of how this decision is so far removed from reality. So the real question is, are the American people going to pretend that the reality of five individuals is real? That their opinion now becomes the rule of law. If it's the rule of law, on what basis is it the rule of law? It's not because of the Constitution. The Constitution didn't get them there. The court's precedents didn't get them there. You didn't get them there. It's five individual opinion. So are we going to be ruled by five lawyers? In fact, that's what Justice Scalia says in his dissent. What really concerns him is, who's ruling over us? Is it five lawyers that are unelected, that just simply have a law degree and have a commission on the high court? They swear an oath, but it really doesn't matter because they don't have to follow the Constitution, which they have been sworn to uphold. Are we going to sit back and just allow five lawyers to govern us? You know, this is the thing that the revolutionaries ultimately fought a revolution over, because they didn't have the individual liberty. It was taken away from them by King George. Now it's being taken from you by five individuals in Washington, D.C. It's time for the people to stand up and not pretend that this is the rule of law. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. The implications of this opinion, if and when implemented around the country, in some places it is being implemented, will have and is having catastrophic consequences on individuals. It is a steamroller over people of faith, and it is stigmatizing and demonizing those who believe in the natural created order of marriage. It is something that needs to be resisted. because if this becomes accepted widely by the people, then we've lost our liberty, pure and simple. We're ruled by five individuals. Watch out every June, because every June, you know, your liberties are going to be one way, and the next time it'll be another way. And it just depends upon which side of the bed these people get up in the morning, which way they ultimately want to ultimately go. Is that the country that our founders ultimately envisioned? I think not. Pray for Liberty Council. Support this ministry. Go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.